Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
If we want to try an angle for a three-day weekend...
What's that?
...and ask for tomorrow off,
what?
It seems like it might be the day to do it if they're accurate about this weather.
Oh, yeah, I just don't even listen. In one ear, out the other.
I said snow. That's a bad word around here, Morgan.
See, I block it out. I suppress it deep in my memory.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. We are the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being up early with us. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. Morgan, there's only really one way I can tell you about this story. I just need to come out and say it. Because it happened in Ohio.
What?
Officials in Cincinnati say a big cat has been roaming around the neighborhoods and he's tested positive for cocaine.
Shut up.
They said this was happening like in late January or February. And what the 911 callers were saying is that there's a leopard in the neighborhood and they caught the leopard. They determined that it's a serval cat, which is also illegal to own in the state of Ohio. And I don't know what caused them to do this, but they did a narcotics test on the serval and found that he was exposed to cocaine.
Why?
And they took the big cat to the Cincinnati Zoo. That's where he is now, and that's where he's being...
He's detoxing? Stop. That's messed
right.
up.
The Cincinnati Zoo has a great detox center there.
I'm shocked about that, but I'm also sitting here trying to listen to your story while my emotions are bubbling up inside, because you're really not going to let me say happy birthday to you today.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, I have
that's
it written
nice.
On our rundown, and you just waltzed right over it.
Well, I was more excited about Cocaine Cat.
And I know you hate your birthday, but I have to... Let me say it one time. Happy birthday!
Thank you very much.
We still have the birthday balloons up from my birthday. That's been a month. I still have the party hat. And I promise, I know you don't like to make it a big deal, but I had to say it at least once. And I wanted to let you know that I appreciate everything that you do for the Q Morning Show. I know you work very hard. And I am so glad that the world brought us together to wake up the people of Cleveland.
Oh, man. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I promise I won't do it again the whole entire show.
All right. That's fine. I just wanted to talk about Cocaine
yeah,
Cat.
Yeah, really.
Are they making another movie?
Yeah, let's get back into that.
Cocaine Cat, people.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I really enjoy his face.
Real life.
Real Cleveland.
Q104. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill Ryan, Morgan is here. Producer Stevie is in studio right now. Morgan, I have not told you about this. I totally forgot about this.
Okay.
So this happened the other day. It is a small world, and I'm about to tell you why. But first,
gosh.
I got to set it up just a little bit so you understand the context of this.
Okay.
So I was born in Canton. And by the way, I was born on this day in Canton.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Morgan thinks it's weird that I don't mention my birthday.
Yeah, I think it's just, yeah.
So I was born in Canton, but when I was in fourth grade, my family moved to Dover, Ohio.
Okay.
And that's where I went to elementary school, and I lived there through high school and lived there until I went to college at Kent State. Producer Stevie is also from Dover. She was born in Dover.
Yes.
And born and raised.
Technically, I was born in Canton, but I never lived in Canton.
Okay. You were born because you were born at the hospital in Canton.
Yes.
Right. Got it. All right. So she is from Dover. And then, of course, the other day, we had Stevie on the air. We were going through the whole thing about her getting a parking ticket in downtown Cleveland. Should she pay it or not?
Right.
And then what happened, the end result of that was Stevie's parents got the bill. They got, what is
yes,
it, the ticket?
They got the ticket. I don't know what it was, but.
And they paid the traffic ticket for her. Now, when Stevie showed me that the other day, did you show me the ticket? Is that what you showed me?
The envelope that was sent to my mom that she sent to me.
Right. So Stevie showed me that the other day, Morgan.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I'm like, Gibbs Lane in Dover? Your parents live on Gibbs Lane in Dover? And I did, I went on Apple Maps to see exactly where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie's parents live in a house directly across the street from the house that I grew up in.
No way. Really?
Now, did you grow up in that house, Stevie?
I did not.
Okay. Your
they
parents.
They moved there like 3 years ago.
Okay. After you were already out of the house.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Stevie's parents live right across the street.
Wow. What now, a small world.
I don't live there anymore, of course. And in fact, that house that I lived in, it's an old farmhouse,
mm-hmm.
and it's completely dilapidated.
Yeah, it doesn't look too good.
Dilapidated?
Now.
Yeah, it's run down. They have no trespassing signs on it. I know this because I drove up to it like last year to look at it, and I was kind of shocked. I had no idea that the property had fallen into disrepair.
Yeah, it doesn't look good at all.
Like nobody's mowed the grass in like 5 years. Like the grass is like taller than you.
Oh, gosh.
So it's kind of sad, actually, when I drove up there to see the house that I grew up in for the majority of my life.
It looking like that.
Yeah, it looks. I still want to go, kind of want to go down there someday and, like, break
in. I feel
in.
Like you could break in.
Yeah,
like,
I think
no
I could.
Over there.
Like, what are they going to do? It's
Dover,
Ohio.
I mean,
Dover,
if you're
going
to break in, maybe don't talk about it on the radio, but, I mean, to each their own.
They won't care.
Yeah, I don't think they'd care either. It's Dover, Ohio.
No, my mom's done it before in her old house.
She's, your mom's broken into my old house or
no,
her old house?
Her old house is also run down and she broke in.
Yeah.
But
that's so crazy. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. A small little world
what
indeed.
You do.
Stevie's parents. So if I ever go back and visit my house and break in my house, I'm going to go over and visit
go
your
visit
parents.
Them.
I'm
going to
knock
know.
On the door. That's what I'm going to do.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Even after all this time.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. You've got the Q Morning Show, Bill Ryan and Morgan. Weather today. So today should be kind of boring. Mix of clouds and sun, right around 40. They're saying snow.
No.
Coming in overnight. And it looks like it's going to be significant.
Really?
From what I'm seeing, a couple of inches
Define
could be heavy.
Significant. Yeah, I was going to say,
know.
No.
Two to 4 inches?
I thought we were done with this. I really did.
I didn't even think it started this
winter. I know. I was just thinking the other day, we've had a really mild winter, so maybe I jinxed it.
But what I don't understand is when they announce this, like why sometimes do they say winter weather advisory? And right now they're not saying winter weather advisory, but other times they do say winter weather advisory.
Maybe because people complain that they use the word winter weather advisory too much.
I don't know.
You know?
Perhaps that's a question for that Jeff Tanchek guy over at Channel 19. Okay, so the band Lit, you know them. I think they're the hit song that everybody
Please
knows.
Please tell me, right? Please tell me
why.
Yeah, great song.
Because it from you.
Okay, you got it.
Yes.
So Lit released this on TikTok last night on this video, and now people are asking for more. Here it is. That's awesome.
Yes. And I'm here for it.
Fans are like, yes, release it. The band's like, should we release the whole track? And
yeah, duh.
It sounds great.
Lit. If you want to get back on the charts in the year 2023, you should probably release that.
Yes, we say good idea, Lit.
Yes.
Go ahead and release that. Taylor Swift, please get involved.
Yes.
All right, trending report. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Great to have you here. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill Ryan. St. Patrick's Day, a week from tomorrow. I'm still figuring things out. But here's what Jameson Irish Whiskey is doing. They want to pay you to not go to work that day.
Okay, what do they want you to do on St. Patrick's Day?
They just want you to be at a bar.
Oh, I'm sure plenty of people would take that offer up.
They're hosting their St. Patrick's Day time off contest, and the winner will get $10,000.
So what?
You need to be just 21 years old, obviously 21 and up, and out of the office that day and in a bar between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon on St. Patrick's Day, and then Jameson will video call the lucky winner with the good news that you win $10,000.
I mean, hey, I'm already going to be off on St. Patrick's Day, so I might as well find a nice little cozy bar in Florida and stay there for an hour and try to win 10 grand.
Yeah, I forgot that you're not going to be here for St. Patrick's Day, which kind of bums me out a little bit.
I know. I didn't really put two and two together, but it's a family vacation. You know, my whole family is going. David and I are just going for a long weekend, but my whole family is going for a full week. And, you know, we're just trying to utilize our time together as much as possible because, oh my gosh, no, today's the month. There's only 1 month left.
Until he goes back.
Until David goes back to London. I just realized that. That's really depressing.
Oh, yeah. Don't feel bad about abandoning me on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, you should absolutely be with David and be with your family as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know, I have no idea what St. Patrick's Day is really like now when at this age. I mean, when I was in my 20s, it was kegs and eggs. And
right,
I was in a bar at 5 o'clock in the morning on St. Patrick's Day. I don't really know what to do as a functioning adult on St. Patrick's Day anymore.
Yeah, I mean, used to be popping in downtown Cleveland. You know, we had the St. Patrick's Day parade. Everybody was out. Obviously, things have changed post-COVID.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's the vibe that I got last year.
I mean, like, really, we rate things on before COVID and after COVID in today's day and age, don't we?
Yes.
And like, that's instead of BC, it's like after COVID.
Yeah, and last year was my first year returning to Cleveland and being back in Cleveland. And I remember thinking, I had fun on St. Patrick's Day, but I was also thinking, this is not the St. Patrick's Day that I remember before I left. Maybe it'll be different this year. Who knows? Who knows? Okay, so I have something going on at home right now.
Yes.
It is a parenting issue that I've run into. And I got to tell you, I'm a little stumped. And I'm still in shock a little bit.
Oh, no.
Over what
is everything
happened.
Okay?
Everything is okay for the
that
most part.
That doesn't sound convincing.
As far as no one is injured.
Okay.
I will tell you what's going on next.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I love it when I listen to it in the morning. It gets me amped up.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Take my name and make it.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill Ryan. So this is what's going on in my house right now, Morgan.
Okay.
And this is what I've been agonizing over is probably too strong of a word. This is something that's really made me uncomfortable the last couple of days. I need to give you just a little bit of a backstory. So this has to do with my oldest son, Will.
Okay.
Who is in sixth grade, 11 years old. He has always been a really good kid.
Yeah, you normally don't have problems with Will.
Normally, I don't. I mean, outside of, just your typical boy behavior problems, he has never been called to the principal's office, things like that. And he gets really good grades. You know, most of the time, straight A's. I think this last quarter, he got a B in there. But he's always been a good student, very conscientious, very responsible.
Okay.
So it was, Christmas 2021, we decided to reward that good behavior with an Xbox.
Okay.
And so we kind of resisted for as long as we could, but we could not find any reason that he shouldn't have an Xbox. And for the most part, it's been fine because that was Christmas 2021, so it's been over a year and a half now. And, you know, maybe on some days he's had more screen time than we'd like him to have, but it's been mostly okay. Until the past couple of months when he discovered this game called FIFA.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
It's the soccer game.
Yes.
And he downloaded it, and we discovered that he was playing it because you'd be sitting... The TV and the Xbox is... We have a rec room down in the basement.
Right.
So he's down there playing. We're upstairs and hearing him losing his mind one day.
Okay.
And we go down there like, what is going on? And it's him reacting to playing this game.
Okay.
And apparently not playing well. And so... This has gone on for the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months, where I was like, I don't know how to deal with this because at first I just started yelling down the steps like, dude, will you chill?
Yeah.
Because he is just screaming at this TV. And then I brought him up one day and I sat him down and I tried to have a conversation about it. And I was trying to make jokes, like keep it light. It's like, you know, this FIFA game, clearly you're not that good at it, you know, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And because you're just, you can't lose your cool like this. Your emotions, you need to control them. Like you're screaming at this TV and you're keeping the entire house on edge.
Right.
And he kept promising, I'll stop doing it. And then finally it got to a point where I sat him down and I said, look, if I hear you again from down in that basement, I am just going down there. Everything downstairs, the electrical is controlled by one switch.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just turn one switch off. Everything in the basement turns off.
Oh, gosh.
And so at least twice over the past couple of weeks, I've gone down there and I'll just turn off the light switch. Don't say a word. Just walk back upstairs.
Okay.
And he knows that he got out of control.
Right.
But it hasn't gotten any better.
Okay.
But then yesterday, the situation resolved itself because he threw a controller at the TV.
Stop.
And here's a picture of my TV.
Oh my gosh. He broke the TV
with a giant crack in the middle of it.
Oh my gosh.
I just posted this on Instagram right now on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. It's in stories. You can see a picture of my TV with the squiggly lines and the no signal.
Oh my gosh. And did he feel guilty? Surely he felt so bad.
He feels bad. But now it's like, how do I deal with this now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, anything that I've tried up until this point has not worked with him. And this is where Paula and I disagree. Paula thinks he should get extra punishment for this.
Okay.
I think that what he did is punishment enough.
Breaking the TV.
Because I am in no hurry to replace that television.
Right, right.
And I have no desire to bring the Xbox up to any other TV in the house.
Yeah.
So he basically just screwed himself
right.
out of Xbox indefinitely.
Yeah.
In my eyes.
Yeah.
But Paula thinks that we should add some extra punishment in there. I think we should come up with a system to make him pay for the TV somehow.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
What's more concerning is the fact that he can't control himself when he's gaming.
I was with you the whole time because, you know, like my fiance David is 30 and he still has those kinds of reactions to playing FIFA, but he doesn't throw the control into the TV, breaking the TV. So, oof.
Yeah, clearly the anger management tactics that I was using have not been working, and I really don't know what to do next. And I'm just wondering, has anyone ever dealt with this with their kid? And what did you do?
Yeah.
Like, how did you handle it? And what would you do if you were me, and now you've got a broken TV? And if I buy a TV this weekend and put a TV back down there, that's rewarding bad behavior.
Yeah, no. You got to give it at least a month.
I think longer
maybe
than a
more,
month.
Maybe more, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be in any rush to replace that TV. If you don't use it downstairs yourself, then no.
216-578-0104. That's what's going on with me. What would you do?
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
The Q Morning Show on Q104. It's 7:30. If you're just joining us right now, my oldest son, Will, has decided to wish me a happy birthday by throwing a controller at my TV and breaking it.
Yeah, not good vibes, not good vibes.
Oh, and he just texted me happy birthday right now. He's not listening to the show.
Oh, good.
Right now, so he has no idea that we're talking about him. But yeah, so he's been playing this FIFA game, and he's so competitive, but I've never seen him do this with any other game, with Fortnite or with NBA 2K. Mm-hmm. It's just this FIFA game that has been driving him crazy.
Yeah. And well, David, my fiance, texted me during this segment and said, Bill's son having FIFA rage is very relatable. So you have a bright future ahead of you.
So just wondering, how have you ever dealt with this with your kid, and how did you handle the situation? Because I'm not really sure what to do next now that I have a broken TV. I just have not been successful in controlling his rage, the rage coming from my basement.
Right.
Dorothy's in Alliance. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
Have you dealt with this before with a kid?
Yes. My grandsons fight constantly over the game. And the youngest one we have nicknamed the Tasmanian Devil. We are on TV number 4.
Oh my
gosh.
We get them from the pawn shop, and every time he breaks it, the TV gets smaller.
Oh, that's one way to do it.
Okay.
They're down to this TV is going to be a 17-inch because he threw the controller last week because he didn't want to play the game Big Brother was playing.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking of a 13-inch black and white TV.
Yeah. There's a dial on.
I mean, that's one way to go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dorothy. Appreciate the call. Jennifer and Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you dealt with this? And if so, how have you dealt with it?
Well, my boys haven't broken anything yet, but they've come very close.
Uh-huh.
And I've just told them it's going to be replaceable on your dime the next time it happens. Extra chores or whatever, but you'll have to earn it back.
Yeah.
It won't get hooked up anywhere else in the house. You'll have to definitely earn it back.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I guess I'll just have to set up some kind of a chore system.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously Will doesn't have a job.
Right.
What are people saying on the text machine?
We're getting some good suggestions. A text out of the 440 says, sell the Xbox to pay for a new TV.
There you go.
And if it doesn't cover the new TV, make him work off the rest, you know, by chores and stuff.
Right. We'll have a new TV, but no Xbox.
Right.
And then maybe he can ask for it for Christmas.
Right. And then another text out of the 216 says he needs to mow lawns, et cetera, to buy new TV eventually. For now, buy him a bongo drum or a punching bag to get anger out without destruction.
That's not a bad idea either.
Yeah.
To have like some sort of a stress ball down there or something. I mean, the thing is that I want to solve the anger issue.
Right.
The not controlling your, just by taking it away doesn't solve that issue.
Right.
I kind of want to get to the bottom of the controlling the rage.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought boys were supposed to be easier than having little girls. I don't think that that's the case.
No. Do they rage about anything or break things?
Not until they're like 14, 15, you know, and they start raging about stupid boys that they encounter, but.
All right, fair enough.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
Do you think anybody has ever lost Battle of the Burbs and then broke a TV?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Not in the history of Battle of the Burbs. Okay, but we are ready to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan has your questions, and our players are here.
We have Eastlake, Parma Heights, and West Park getting ready to rep for their city. Kicking things off, it's Tammy and her son Ty in Eastlake. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this Thursday morning?
We are doing good.
All right, Tammy and Ty, I know this is your first time playing, so you have four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, question number one. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Sorry.
Not the best start. Let's go to Carolyn in Parma Heights. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning.
You also have a phone a friend with you, right?
I do. It's my daughter, Ari. Hi.
Hi, Ari. How old are you?
13.
I love the fact that parents play this with their kids on the way to school every morning. It makes me so happy.
Yes. We listen every morning, and when we miss it, she's like, oh no, Battle of the Burbs.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well, thanks, guys.
Carolyn and Ari, Parma Heights only has two wins. Going for win number three. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Question number one. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Seven.
That is correct. Question number two. Whose catchphrase is to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
Question number three. Which actress played Wednesday Addams in the hit Netflix show Wednesday?
Jenna Ortega.
Yes, for the win. Carolyn and Ari in Parma Heights. According to a new survey, which social media app do Americans want to delete the most?
Tough one.
TikTok.
Sorry. So close.
They did so well.
Great guess, though. Let's go to Cindy in West Park. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
36 wins for your city. Are you ready?
Sure.
Question number one. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Seven.
Whose catchphrase is to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
Which actress played Wednesday Addams in the hit Netflix show Wednesday?
Jenna Ortega.
For the win, Cindy in West Park. According to a new survey, which social media app do Americans want to delete the most?
Instagram.
Cindy, you did it again. Repping for the city of West Park. You're only one win away from tying to be the smartest suburb in Northeast Ohio. How does that feel?
It feels like I'm really close.
Yeah, you are really close.
So modest.
So, Cindy, congratulations. Only one more question for you. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Time to overshare.
Hey, so Mom.
Yeah, it can be something juicy, embarrassing, or even life-changing. Step into our confessional, the Cleveland Confessional on the Q Morning Show.
So I have a bad feeling about this one.
Me too.
Because whenever it says on the screen here, when it says, anonymous, don't say what city.
Yeah.
I immediately get a little anxiety.
We're going to the witness protection program.
Yeah, let's just jump right into it. Good morning, anonymous.
Hi, good morning.
We have to give you a fake name.
Yeah, we do. We have to call you something. Can we call you Rachel from here on out?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
That works.
Rachel, not your real name. Go ahead with your confession.
Okay. I want to confess that I am keeping a massive secret from my husband.
Okay.
And the secret is?
Yeah. Well, first of all, full disclosure, I do not plan on telling him this. But long story short, early in our marriage, my husband had cheated on me. We got married pretty young, and he said that it was just a drunken mistake. It only happened once, and we had just been gotten married. We had been friends for a long time, so we did not want to end our marriage over it.
Okay.
So we kind of worked. Yeah, like we worked through it, but I obviously was still feeling like bitter. And I've never forgotten it, obviously. So at the time, about like 6 months after that had happened, I had relations with two of his friends.
Okay, stop for a second. I need to stop just for a second. I need to get off this ride just for a second. I need to catch my breath.
It's a lot.
Okay, let me get situated back in here. Okay.
You say relations. Do we all know what that means?
I know what it means.
Yeah, you can use your imagination on what that means. Like, I know it's a PG show, but you know, yeah, adult relationship stuff.
Morgan, I think it means intercourse.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I was confused. Thank you, Bill, for the clarification. Two of his friends?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I can't believe that. At this now, I can't. Thinking back, I can't believe I did that.
So
but
you,
I did.
You go into this as like a revenge type thing. Like, afterward, did it make you feel better? Did it make you feel worse?
Yeah, that's the question that I want to ask you. Do you feel guilty over this?
Like at the time, I felt like it was justified, and I did feel better. But just over the years, it has made me feel worse. I'm actually in therapy. Oh, not necessarily just over that, but I do still am working through that with my therapist. So obviously, it still bothers me that I did it.
So if you're in therapy about it and you still have a guilty conscience, why are you adamant that you're never going to tell your husband about this?
I just don't think he'll. I gave him grace whenever he cheated on me. I was understanding, you know, it's just like I'm older now. I don't know if I'd feel the same now, but at the time, like I extended that grace, but we're older now and we've been through a lot more. Like to bring it up now, I just don't think it'd be reciprocated. You know, I just, and with the friends it was with for sure, like he's still friends with them and it would just completely ruin that, those relationships. So I don't know. And I feel like it would have never happened if it weren't for him in the first place doing what he did.
Rachel, let me ask you this. You said that you're in therapy, but I'm assuming that's solo therapy. You're not in therapy with your husband right now.
Right. It's just my own personal demons that I work through with somebody. Yeah, he's not there.
Would you ever consider couples therapy?
Yeah, I would, but I don't want him to find out about it in the first place. So I don't really want him to go down that road.
Your relationship is like okay now, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're great now. We're great. This is something that is in our past, and I don't feel like bringing it up is going to help anything. It's just going to cause issues that I'm trying to get over. So everything's fine now. I don't want to ruin things.
Everything is fine except the guilt that you feel for cheating on your partner however many years ago.
Yeah, but he cheated on me first, so you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we're kind of even, but it still just eats me alive, the fact that I have the secret.
What a tangled web this is, too.
Yeah, really?
Not just one, but it's two buddies, and they're coming over to the house. Hey, Rachel! Yeah. Wink, wink.
And how long ago was this?
This is like almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
So it's been over, it's been about a decade now.
Ooh.
Goodness gracious.
I know, because it's like, even, I'm playing devil's advocate, okay? Don't come for my head. But like, even if you did want to bring it up now, how do you have that conversation? Hey, by the way, 10 years ago, this happened. Like, I'm not condoning it in any means. Trust me, I'm not. But it does seem strange.
Yeah, I'm going along with you there, Morgan. It's been so long. What good would it do now to bring it up?
And that's kind of what you're saying, Rachel. Like, you guys are in a good place now, right?
Yeah, like, I got it all out of my system. I have no intention of cheating. I'm not interested in anybody else. Like, I love my husband so, so much, and I want us to stay together. So I don't want to cause any problems by mentioning it. Mm-hmm. But it's still in the back of my head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I got the goosebumps, the heebie-jeebies.
I can understand why you wanted to stay anonymous.
Yeah. Rachel, not a real name, just to really reiterate.
Good luck with all
thank
that.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling the Cleveland Confessional.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show
from the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. You know what, Morgan? I thought we were going to be able to cleanse the palate a little bit after our most recent confession this morning from our anonymous caller talking about how she cheated on her husband. But there is another confession call on the phone this morning.
Another one.
I think we have to take it. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Elena, and my daughter's name is Raina.
Raina.
Elena and Raina. That's cute.
And you said she's 7 years old.
Yes.
And she wants to make a confession.
Yes.
A seven-year-old who wants to make a confession, Morgan. Has that ever happened before?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we might as well let it happen. Let's make it official right now.
It's time to overshare.
Hey, so Mom.
Yeah, it could be something juicy, embarrassing, or even life-changing. Step into our confessional. The Cleveland Confessional on the Q Morning Show.
What's happening?
I'm afraid what I'm going to hear.
I know, right?
All
it
right.
Can't be anything worse than we just heard.
All right, Elena, go ahead with your confession.
Okay, my confession is I ate a bag of cookies yesterday at school, and I waited to tell my mom until this morning so I could have ice cream last night.
Oh, a little trickster.
Raina, where did you get the bag of cookies?
Hello?
I had follow-up questions.
Yeah, we need answers.
What were the questions?
I wanted to know where she got the cookies.
Oh, she gave, they gave them to her whole class at school for doing good at lunch. And she told me that they won a prize, but I said, what did you win? Anything good? And she said, no, we just got to know that we were good. We didn't actually get anything.
But instead, she actually got a bag of cookies.
Yes.
And she didn't tell you because she wanted to have ice cream later on at the house.
Yes. I fully asked. I said, oh, they didn't give you any treats even? And she was like, no.
How many cookies were in the bag?
I think it was like a Chips Ahoy bag.
Like a whole entire bag?
Yeah, like the minis.
Oh, the minis, okay. Yeah.
And she ate the whole thing?
Yes.
Hey.
And then had ice cream last night.
Yeah, she had like a half a pint of birthday cake ice cream.
Now, when did she confess to you?
Today.
Oh.
Now.
After she heard our original Cleveland confessional, she said, hey, Mom, I have something to get off my chest, too.
Yes. She said, can we call and do a confession? And I said, sure.
Oh, my goodness. See, we're helping the public, Bill. One parent at a time.
Does Raina feel better, or are you going to continue some punishment? Are you going to come up with punishment for her?
Raina, do you feel better that you told me?
Yeah.
I probably won't punish her because we try not to do punishments over food, but
I feel free.
Oh, she feels free.
She feels free. That is good.
All right. I think what we'll do is we'll put Raina on probation.
Yeah, probably. No treats for the weekend, maybe.
But if we hear Raina on the Cleveland Confessional again, I'm sorry, we're gonna have to step in and do something.
That's fair. I don't feel a single
thing. Said I made you look. Megan Trainor on Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. We're going to play Movie Theater.
Movie Theater.
It's a very easy game to play. With the Oscars coming up on Sunday night, we're playing Movie Theater. So this will be a famous movie scene acted out. It may or may not be an Oscar-nominated movie. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But the key to this game is that the scene, the movie scene that you're about to hear, will be acted out by two other actors that weren't in the movie. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
Hannah in Cleveland, does that make sense to you? Thanks for listening this morning, by the way. So here comes your movie clip. You just have to guess what movie is this from.
All right. On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Ready?
Yeah, okay.
One, two, three.
Velociraptor. All right. If you were a chick, who's the one guy you'd sleep with?
John Stamos. What?
Yo, did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to do karate in the garage?
Yep.
There it is. Movie theater acted out by... Do you even know the actors there?
No, I don't know who those people are.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone acted that one out.
Hannah, you got this.
I don't got this.
No!
Come on!
Should, but the Arnold Schwarzenegger is really throwing me off.
See, that's what it is. That's why it's actors that weren't in the movie. So when they're acting on a movie scene,
I wouldn't have known it until the signature phrase. Did we just become best friends?
Right.
Means it's stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers.
Yes.
Is correct.
I was going to guess that.
Oh, Hannah, you should have went with your gut.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank
appreciate you,
Hannah. You
listening on your way to work this morning. And thanks for listening to Q104.
You're welcome.
Did we just become best friends?
Did we? We appreciate you, Hannah.
Real life, real Cleveland. Let them know, oh baby, let them know. The Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.